Now, since 2012, International Day of the Girl Child is being celebrated every year. Its main objective is to empower women and to help them to get their rights so that they can face the challenges all over the world and meet their needs. At the same time, spreading awareness about eliminating gender abnormalities against girls around the world. Now, in South Sudan, the girl child is facing huge challenges, from early and forced marriages to lack of education and rights abuses. Now, today, joining us in the studio to discuss about this particular day, which is the International Day of the Girl Child, I'm glad to tell you that we have in the studio Sarah Pierce. Sarah, good morning.
Morning too.
Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
Yes, and also we have Anna Aloyo. Anna, good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Fine.
Good. And we have Nadia Sarah from Crown the Woman. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning, Sebit.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about this International Day of the Girl Child. Let's begin with the day itself. How important is this day to you? And let's begin with you, Sarah. Nadia, I mean.
Okay, so for us, for the girls, for Crown the Woman, mm-hmm. this is a very, very important day for these girls. Girls all over South Sudan, whether in school or out of school, as long as they are girls, mm-hmm. this day is very, very important for them.
All right. And Sarah, how important is this day to you?
This day makes me feel like a girl being remembered, a girl who is important in the country, mm-hmm. a girl who's wow.
Oh, that's great. And you, please, Anna?
Well, this day makes me feel actually wow, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel that at least we girls, we have people who really care about us. We really mm-hmm. have people who... Actually, it makes us feel really proud, right? Mm-hmm. It makes us really be proud of who we are. Yeah.
All right, that's good. This day makes you feel wow. I like that. Okay, let's talk about growing up as a girl in South Sudan. I mean, what are you most proud of being a girl growing up in South Sudan?
You know, once you educate a girl, mm-hmm. you educate the whole nation. And once you educate the lady, mm-hmm. you find that a lady will study, right? She will study either be a lawyer, a doctor, mm-hmm. or a minister. Mm-hmm. She can. And you find that, you know, we ladies actually, these are people who are more caring. You know, when they are actually in those, they study and they become those personnels, you find they'll be there contributing a lot to guide the country. And, you know, in a country, there are more people. That's mm-hmm. why we say when educated girl, you educate the whole nation.
Oh, that's great. And what could you like to be in future when you grow up?
I would like to be a surgeon.
A surgeon. Wow, that's good. I wish you all the best. And you, Sarah?
To be a doctor.
Doctor. Okay, so you're all in the saving life. Yeah. That's really great. Now, going through some of empowering girls in South Sudan, this has been quite, you know, challenging sometimes. Right. Has there been enough efforts to empower the girl child in South Sudan, if any? Tell us about that, Nadia.
Well, I think there's a lot of partners, very many development partners are doing a lot to ensure that girls and I'm not going to leave out the boys, mm-hmm. so it's both girls and girls and boys are empowered with the correct information. Mm-hmm. So just deliberating on the girls, Crown the Woman has tried to do its best a lot through mentorship to see that we educate these girls, empower them with correct information. Mm-hmm. Correct information means this is not misguiding, you know, misguiding information, but we give them the correct information to enable them to be able to stand up for their rights. We enable them to be able to stand up and speak for themselves so that one day if Crown the Woman is not there, these girls will be able to stand up. For example, we empower them and say, you have a right to go to school. You have a right to get married to who you want to get married to. So if today if your parent comes and says, you're going to be married off, this girl can stand up and say, I am not going for this marriage. Which
ready.
Means she has been empowered because mm-hmm. she knows her right.
Oh, great. Sarah, do you feel empowered?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I feel empowered because since my day is remembered, mm-hmm. I feel I have the right mm-hmm. to even stand firm in front of my family and tell them that we should avoid child marriage. You know, that's a great word. Mm-hmm. And I also tell them, like, I'm educated. Not all that fully, but...
Of course, in the process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I still have the ability, you know, the motivation to do something. So I'm a girl, South Sudanese girl. I still have a brighter future. So they're empowering us for a brighter future.
Oh, that's good. Anna, what are the greatest obstacles that actually, impede the progress to empower the girl child in South Sudan?
Yeah, we have actually things like child marriage. Child marriage is actually something which the percentage actually is very high in our country. That's what's going on. You find a lady at a teenage age is married off, and which is not good. And we have insecurity, right? Which hinders us to access the quality education that actually we need as girls. So there are many things, child raping, defilement. So at least if those things are worked on very well, I think we ladies, we girls, we can actually have adequate access to quality education, health, and many things.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe just to add
please
on to what Sarah said, I also think the cultural norms, our societies, our communities, the cultural norms, they put us down as girls and women of South Sudan. So if these cultures are worked upon, I think South Sudanese girls will be able to access every opportunity, whether in the political, in the social, and other atmosphere, the girls will be able to.
All right. And when we talk about cultures, which cultures exactly you meaning here? Because we have a lot of cultural, and others are good, others obviously put some people down.
Yes.
So which
so
one exactly?
We have very many cultures. And as one student from Juba Diocese said, people have been given the right to exercise whatever cultures they want to exercise. But let us exercise cultures that do not in any way have negative consequences on the girls. For example, the cultures of girls when you reach a certain age and you already see your menstruation, which means you're already ready to go for marriage. They don't even look at, this is still a small girl, as long as she has got her periods, she's ready to go for marriage. Another culture is that when girls are given birth to a family, they say this is the source of dowry. They view the girls as a source of dowry. So when a girl is born, they'll say, this one can last. They don't even allow you to go to school. And they don't treat both girls and boys equally. Some cultures take girls, they view girls as dowry. So once a girl is given birth to in a family, she's not given the same opportunities as a boy. This boy will go to school, but this girl remain in the house to do house chores, because at the end of the day, the father will say, why am I even sending her to school? At the end of the day, she's leaving my home to go to another person's home. But the boy remains here and will take over me. So these are some of the cultures that we're talking about.
All right. Anna, do you feel sometimes that the girls are treated different than the boys?
Yeah.
Okay. tell us about it.
Yeah, as most especially as Nadia said, you know, as a girl, at times in most places they say they see them as investment. They see the ladies as investment.
Source of dowry.
Yeah, source of dowry, and others take them as servants, you know. You are a lady, so you're supposed to do every chores. Do this and that. They say a boy should not touch anything. So at times you, as you go to school, you come back, you don't get time even for your books at home. Just every time doing the home chores. So
And also sometimes the belief, like, when a girl is educated, see, she can do nothing. That's the belief.
Okay.
By doing nothing, what do they mean?
Like, maybe if you're at school, you don't perform well, actually. Discrimination.
So they're not competent enough to be in school. Right. So why do we need to invest in the well-being of the girl child in South Sudan? And I'll be practical. Why do you think your parents entrusted you and took you to school?
I think our parents entrusted us. Actually, they see the benefit they'll get from educating us. Although some of them are not all that well-educated, but they also see, because they in this world, they also see what is taking place out. You see a prime minister or a minister is a lady. And so he may get that courage and say, once my daughter will study, she will be like that lady.
Right.
And she will help me. So
yeah. I also think that when girls are educated or are empowered, they will be able to know more about their bodies. And what I mean by this is that, for example, when a girl takes over her home, when she goes to her home, So she will be able to know if I give birth to one or two children, mm-hmm. I will be able to bring them up in a facility whereby they need basic needs. So this child needs health, he needs or she needs to go to school. So she will be able to also manage the number of kids that they will be able to give birth to and take care of.
Right.
Secondly, we will eradicate poverty. So if for example, you know, issues of poverty come from dependency rates. So if, for example, if we get married at an early age and then we are depending on our parents, we do not even have the energy to stand up for ourselves. That means there will be more dependency rate, which mm-hmm. also causes a lot of poverty. And then poverty also keeps leading to child marriages because these parents also need to find money to also stabilize their families, to eat and do other things as
right.
basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly...
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Thirdly also, I think these ladies, by knowing their bodies, is that because when child marriage is making girls get married at an early age, so they can get issues like fistula. So for example, to also avoid these health consequences, fistula, death at early, death mortalities, child infant mortalities, they will be able to know that if I get pregnant at an early age, I will get fistula, I will be able to, my child will die, I might not even give birth, either me or the child will die.
Right.
So these are the kind of issues that mm-hmm. we're looking at.
And any other?
And it gives them dignity in the community, society where they live, freedom of choice. I think they'll be proud.
All right.
Encourage awareness.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it's important to invest in a girl child to empower her, mm-hmm. have all these choices that you have talked about.
Right.
All right. So now moving on, what should be done to widen the and open more opportunities for the girl child in South Sudan? I mean, putting into perspective that you say that some parents think these girls are incompetent and there is actually no resource, as in paying a girl child in school will not pay off. So how can you demystify this? How can you as young girls say that, no, actually it's the other way around? If you invest in a girl, you're probably investing in the future.
So I think one, we need to start by educating these parents. We need to educate the communities and the society about the importance of sending girls to school, about the importance of treating these girls for who they are, not based on gender, not based on this is just a girl. We need to start with education.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you join us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, where the big conversation begins every morning, of course. And today is the International Day of the Girl Child. Now, my guests here in the studio, we've been discussing and looking particularly on how to empower girls in the country. Now, let's look at the role everyone here can play, because we've discussed about some of the challenges that girls go through, and girls' marriage is one of them. Sometimes, you know, girls are put through a lot of pressure. They have to do all the work in the house. They have to cook. Do you ladies know how to cook?
Yes.
I know how to cook.
Isn't
too.
That obvious?
All right, so.
Thank you, Irene.
It's not. Okay, let's talk about what role can we do? What role can parents do? What role can the society play? What can the government do? We've seen Crown the Woman doing a very great job here, of course, in empowering the young girls. But what can other actors here do to ensure that girls are empowered to reach their full potential?
Well, I think under the government, there are laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are laws that guide child marriage. I think it's better for them to start implementing them in order to guide the girl child marriage. You know, someone may say, yeah, after all, I'll pregnant. Then after, of course, they'll just cover it up for me to just go and marry her.
Mm.
But
I'll
pay
surrogate,
yeah,
that's it.
I'll just pay surrogate and that is all.
Mm.
So it's better the government should start actually implementing the law. But if someone has pregnanted, of course, if the law says that you should be for this and this years, of course you have to be.
Hmm.
And maybe they may say, like, if you pregnant the girl, yes, the girl has to go to school, and you, the father of the child, of the boy who pregnant her,
has to take care of her
and pay her until she finishes her education. You know, that condition will make someone at
think
least
twice.
Think twice.
Okay.
If I do this, I think I'm really going in a bad way.
True.
Yeah. So someone at least.
Mm-hmm.
And another one also to our parents, like, if your daughter is married or when she's in a young age, at least get her back home let her deliver because she's too young to get married. Mm-hmm. Understand that condition.
Okay.
Not only too young to get married, but also too young to deliver. Mm. So bear that condition. Let her give birth and let her go back to school. Tomorrow she'll be somebody
okay.
else.
That is just in case she got pregnant yeah. at school, mm-hmm. the parents will come in. Okay. Yes, so Nadia, please.
So I just want to talk a little bit about the dialogue we had with the chiefs. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about Crown the Woman.
Please.
So the chiefs said at times for them to take part in this in discussing about the issues of child marriage is a very big issue for them because they feel like the government has not given them the power.
Right.
Or at times when they come in to talk about these issues, parents tend to, you know, because a parent has already taken this money. So there is no way they can try to come into some of these issues. Or you find that parents, again, you know, want to take up some of these decisions and they don't want any other person to come in. So once you come in, you'll risk your life because you do not know what will happen the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And they also said at times where they live, there are no police posts. So these are some of the challenges that they really brought up. So for me today, maybe what I would love to say is that it is time that government needs to sit and ensure that some of these things are worked on so that these chiefs can also take back their power and start implementing some of these issues in the village, because these issues do not happen in the town, they happen in the village.
Right.
And then secondly, I think also what I want to add is that these documents we're talking about, some of these documents like the SNAP, the chief said they have not even seen these documents. They just hear these things on air, but they have not actually seen these documents. And I am happy that now I have secured 200 copies and will be taking them to them. So I just want to also urge the government or the ministries that some of these things that we talk about here, the documents that we have, let us also try to distribute them to those down on, you know, grassroots, so that these people also have these documents. These are people that speak English. So if we give them this,
they'll
just imagine what,
interpret.
Yes,
yeah.
what will they do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they have these things, you know, they'll also to learn more and know what is going on this other side.
Right.
So this is very, very important.
Right.
These documents must be distributed even to the grassroots.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Nadia, Sarah. And the ball is still in your court. What next? So how do we keep the girl child on the agenda, not just today, but every day?
Okay, so how do we keep these girls on the agenda? For me, I believe it's not all about me. For me, I know most of these things. So basically, I want to give an example of today. Today is International Day of the Girl Child. How I want to keep these girls on the ball is that today, this day is for the girls and with the girls. So everything is being done by them.
Okay.
We do not want to say the ministry do this.
Mm-hmm.
Nadia, Crown the Woman. No, we want the girls to take the entire celebration for today, from the presentations of the programs, from the dramas, from the introduction, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to try and help where I can, but they need to do this because this is already nurturing them to become
right.
leaders. This
right.
is already Absolutely. Nurturing them to already take up what
give them responsibilities.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell us, when is this, where particularly is the main event? Before we come to you, you'll say something, obviously.
The main event is taking place at Juba Grand Hotel.
At Juba Grand Hotel.
Yes.
What time?
From 9.
Mm-hmm.
To 3:30 p.m.
Okay, is the whole public invited? Can I come?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, sure. So, yes, you wanted to say something. Go
I just
ahead.
Want to add something what my mom told.
Which
is like, as girls being practicing or girls doing all the activities, it's not all that they're doing because it's their day also, but it is, they are sensitizing, creating awareness
right.
to public through social media, like now you talk about
okay.
girls.
So, speaking about social media, so you also have access to social media, right?
Right now we have access. People can get that outside.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, go ahead. Please, you wanted to say something? On this day, particularly today is the International Girls Day. Of course, you're going out there. Nadia said you will be the one running everything today for them. They will just be helping where it's necessary. What will you be doing today? What will you be presenting?
Well, I'll be presenting what we girls, what do I really want,
mm-hmm.
right? What I really want. So I may say what I really, really want.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I want actually security in the country.
Okay.
So that I get the adequate education that I need to get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I may say I really want my voice to be heard as a South Sudanese girl, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just before we let you all go, we're going to give you a chance to give us your final remarks on this International Day of the Girl Child. What will be your final
What message do you have out there on this day?
Well, the message that I have out for this day is that the parents and the leaders, actually parents are people in the government, they're also our parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers, everyone who is elder than us, they are our parents. So they should take an action in order to end the child marriage, to help we mostly as girls, we are then suffering in the child marriage. Actually, child marriage is not only for a girl, but also boys do go through. But mostly it affects us, the ladies. So they should actually take an action onto that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, and you, it's your day. It's the International Day of the Girl Child.
Yeah,
say whatever you want to say. What is your message?
We are really crying outside with our voices, you know, because in conflicts, in other resolutions, we have been screaming, but there is no action being taken. But we are crying to the government, the organizations to advocate for zero sexual violence. And we also call organizations to give opportunity to girls to sensitize public and those ones deep there.
In the grassroots,
to know the types, like, okay, like, let them not discriminate girls, and other abuses, like the sexual abuses.
Right,
and
right.
The forced marriage. Also let them develop strategies to ensure that best interest of the girl is given.
Mm-hmm.
She has a right, so she's supposed to be given.
Right.
Uh-huh.
A right to education, a right to good health, a right to feed, all those rights.
To be herself.
Today you make me feel like a little girl. I really feel like I should... Yes, Nadia, what is your final message?
My final message on the International Day of the Girl Child today is that I just want all girls outside there to know that we love them, they are valued, and let them take this day. This is their day. Let them speak, let them dance, let them rise. It is their day.
All right. Thank you, Nadia. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios.
Thank you for hosting us.
Yes, thank you, Anna. Thank you, Sarah. Well, it's been good. And I wish you all the best on this particular day. Go out there and rock, ladies.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.